This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Welcome to this edition of PT Talker, the place for business news and ideas for therapists that want to make their life easier. I'm Jeff Worrell. I'll be your host for this edition of PT Talker. I want to remind all of you that you can hear previous editions of our show at www.pttalker.com. Well, for those of you that are tuning in, you may have been intrigued by our title this month, Less is More, How to Clean Your Clinic Just Once a Month. Seems foreign to anyone in the medical business, but joining me today is Cindy Flower. She's Director of Business Development for a new company, actually a company that's been around a while, but new to our industry, CSG Technology. Welcome, Cindy, to our show.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Yeah, now you are just, I hope our listeners are going to be very excited because just to lay this out very quickly, my understanding is technically, now we may not want to do this for a variety of reasons, but technically clean your clinic once a month and kill all the bacteria for 30 days. Do I have it right?
You do have it right. With our antimicrobial products, you do have the peace of mind that your surface is continually being protected 24/7 from harmful bacteria and microbes.
Yeah. Now, the way that it works right now in our clients' clinics, that a patient comes in, lays on the table, and gets treated, and then when they get up and leave, someone is going to come around with a spray bottle with some type of chemical, of which we've sold to them, but some kind of chemical in the bottle. They're going to spray it on, and they're going to wipe it off, and then that table is now ready for the next patient. In your scenario, with your product, that all goes away?
Pretty much. Our product, once applied, and it can be applied very easily through a spray bottle as well, applied and wiped dry, our product then adheres to the surface of the training table or the table and really imparts a coating onto that table, which consists of a shield. In fact, it's called the Aegis Microbe Shield, which has been around since the early 70s. Just as a side note, our technology was patented by Dow Corning in 1971, so it has been around for several years. This microbe shield does work 24/7 and eliminates harmful bacteria and microbes as they come in contact with the shield, which is on the surface.
Yeah. Now, some of the nasty bugs that we're talking about, MRSA is a common one. I get asked a lot about TB and some of those other things. Can you just run through what are some of the more common ones?
Absolutely. Yeah. Obviously, the MRSA and the staph are the ones especially we've been hearing about in the news as of late. Our products are highly effective against the strains of MRSA, several strains of staph, as well as rotavirus, rhinovirus, several strains of the flu, hepatitis A and B, HIV, TB, impetigo. The list goes on and on. We are effective against a wide variety of bacteria.
Okay. And now, just so I got this right, because this is so foreign, we are going to, on October 1st, September 1st, July 1st, whatever the date is, we're gonna wipe down that table, and then we're not going to worry about it for 30 days.
That is correct. Our products will be as effective on day 30 as they were on day one.
Now, I hope our listeners can understand how amazing that is and how this technology could really be kind of clinic-changing as to how people go about their business in the clinic. The other thing that I think probably I just learned in talking to you a little bit before we started our podcast was that if you really read the bottle of some of these other products that we're now selling, the Cavicides, for example, to our customers, it is supposed to dry for 3 minutes before you actually wipe it off in order to actually be effective against bacteria. And I got to tell you, when I'm in the clinic, I don't see that happening at all.
No, and it's actually a misconception that many of us have, even when we're at home cleaning off our own counters at home. If you really read the back of these labels on these disinfectants, it does say for it to be 100% effective and indeed kill the host of bacteria it claims it kills, it does actually need to stay wet on the surface for 3 minutes. It needs to stay saturated on the surface for 3 minutes. And we just, you and I both know, that doesn't really happen in reality.
Yeah, it'd be forever. In a busy clinic, that would absolutely be forever and very, it would just wouldn't be efficient at all. So I'm thinking of tables, and that's what we're talking about. Oh, I might mention, too, my knowledge is that that product, the Cavicide or some of these alcohol-based products, actually are harmful to that vinyl or that naugahyde. Is that correct as well?
Absolutely. It is alcohol is a highly caustic product, and over time, and some of these products also may contain bleach, etc., they may degrade the surface and break down the material over time. Absolutely.
Okay. But getting the tables out of my mind, there are so many other surfaces that I bet don't get cleaned very often because it's just not convenient to do so. But I'm thinking of, like, bathroom doorknobs and the handset for your phone and some of these other areas where doing it once a month with your product would make a whole lot of sense and would help everybody maybe to stay healthier. Am I wrong there?
No, you're absolutely right, Jeff. Our products can be applied to any hard, non-porous surface. In fact, I can come right out and say really the only product our product does not work well on is mirrors, and that's just because we can't really form an effective bond with the mirror.
Oh, you mean it's a reflective, a mirror is in reflective.
Right,
yeah,
right,
okay.
And it may leave a thin film, actually, over the mirror.
Okay.
That's the only surface we have found to date that really we wouldn't recommend spraying it on, but door handles, phones, training tables, any type of a table, machinery, equipment, any sort of rehabilitation equipment, exercise equipment, absolute weights, everything.
Okay. And that's going to be, I guess, for our clients, some transducer, the ultrasound heads, I guess, maybe the wires of muscle stim that might come in contact with a patient or if they're dealing with wounds or any of that kind of stuff. But some of our clients are using cloth or material types of things. Sometimes they'll wear a lab coat, or a lot of times we're using a hydroculator cover to cover a hot pack, and that pack gets hung up on a rack, and then once, I don't know, it depends, I think it varies, but every once in a while they get washed. Do you have a product that would work for cloth?
Absolutely. Our product called Fabricade, which uses the same technology as our Surface 8 XL, is perfect for any washable fabric. Basically, anything that is safe to go into the washing machine is safe to be treated with our Fabricade. And again, once treated with Fabricade, Fabricade imparts an antimicrobial layer which clings to the fiber of the cloth, of the clothing or cloth, and it lends a coating which lasts for up to 30 washes. So once it's on there, you do not need to worry about harmful microbes or bacteria being transformed from that object to a person or to another inanimate object for over 30 washes.
And it's going to be just as effective as the Surface 8 product.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's a continuous 24/7 protection. And might I add, with all of our products, Jeff, that not only are we EPA registered, which means all of our claims have been evaluated and approved by the EPA, our products are all water-based. They are non-toxic. They can be poured down a drain if they ever needed to be. They are hypoallergenic and non-sensitizing. They do not leach, which means they will not rub off onto skin or material. For instance, if a patient is laying on a table, our antimicrobial coating will not rub off onto their clothing or material. Or if they are wearing an article of clothing or a therapist is wearing a lab coat, et cetera, that coating on that lab coat is not going to rub off onto his or her skin and cause any sort of irritation.
So it seems like just using a product like this is just healthier all the way around, not only from an environmental standpoint, but just from a disease and bacteria and germ standpoint.
Yes, it is. And also one other product attribute that often gets overlooked because we focus so much on the germs and the microbes is because we're continuously eliminating this bacteria, we're also fighting odor. Our products are very effective in odor control, which may come into play with any sort of fabrics that are washed, such as lab coats and whatnot.
Okay. Now, our customers, our clients, physical therapists, they tend to be an inquisitive bunch. And I'll bet they are thinking to themselves, how do we know this is working? Do you have any studies or any research that may have been done that would show that?
We do. In fact, available to just about anybody. In fact,
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're going to say, how do they get them, what we'll have them do is use our email, and they can request, and we'll send out papers. Is that what you were...
That is absolutely what I was going to say. We do have independent peer-reviewed studies, studies we've been around for over 30 years now, this technology. So, yes, we do.
You do. Okay. So, listeners out there, if you'd like to get a hold of these studies, peer-reviewed studies that Cindy is talking about, all you need to do is email to feedback@pttalker.com. So feedback@pttalker.com, and we'll be happy to forward those studies to you. So EPA approved, is that the right way to say it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and you've got the peer-reviewed studies to show that it is working. Can you just real quickly tell our listeners how it does? I know you've got this kind of shield analogy that you use and piercing the bacteria. Do you feel like you could maybe describe that in a verbal sense?
Absolutely. Basically, we've got a molecular chain, okay, that helps make up the shield, and it's got a positively charged nitrogen atom in it. Its base is silane, which is a form of water, which is why we're water-based. This positively charged nitrogen attracts bacteria. Now, bacteria has a negative charge to it. All of them do. And so it's almost like a magnetic effect. Once the bacteria hits the surface, it's attracted to the positively charged nitrogen molecule. This molecule is actually sword-shaped, and it pierces the bacteria, rendering it lifeless. So what is happening, Jeff, is it's a physical mode of action or a physical mode of kill. There are no chemicals released. It is not a chemical reaction, therefore the non-leaching, and it's good for the environment and whatnot. So basically, these microbe swords stay intact. Once the bacteria is pierced, the bacteria is rendered lifeless, but these swords stay intact, ready to attack whatever may come next on the surface, which is why our products last 24/7 for up to the 30 days.
Continuous cleaning. So
continuous. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, you've got a product for fabric. You've got a product for the hard surfaces. It sounds like we're covered. It sounds like an excellent way to try and kill the bacteria that might be showing up in clinics. Now, I sense that some people out there are probably saying, well, I don't have a problem now. It's not like bacteria or MRSA or any of those other things are a problem. But I think what you guys are saying is this is just a more efficient way to deal with it. Everybody is aware that they're going to have to keep their clinic clean.
Absolutely. It's efficient. It saves time.
Yeah.
You know, it's a once a month versus after every patient. And it's a peace of mind. I mean, how is it working? When is it working? You know, you have that peace of mind knowing that the technology is working, which we do have the research studies which back up our claims.
Okay. Well, less is more. Certainly in this case, sure is. How to clean your clinic just once a month. We hope that you have found this information helpful. As we try and do each month at PT Talker is to bring you business news and ideas that's designed specifically for therapists that we believe that you will find helpful in running and operating your clinic. Of course, we're all concerned about helping patients get better quicker. So Cindy Flower, Director of Business Development at CSG, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
And we had a great time. And I hope everyone out there will keep listening, and we will email you when our next edition of PT Talker is ready. But for this time, this is Jeff Worrell, the guy that loves to bring you new and creative ideas, signing off for this time, and thank you for joining us.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each month for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.